Scott Bywood here, and we've got a very hot day today. So, but I thought I'd just shoot a quick video on how to write proposals that actually close more sales. Because I've had a number of clients I've spoken to about this recently, and it seems to be a big issue. And the way I liken it is if we can look at it like a football field. You know, if you're in the football field, you know, you can get it up to, you know, close to the try line, but the key is how do we actually take that step and get that ball over the try line? And that's what a proposal actually does. So let's look at the three most important things that we can do when we're creating proposals. Now, the first step actually starts when we're talking to our customer in that investigation stage. And what we want to be doing in that investigation stage is we want to be asking questions that dig up our customers' pain, because people will pay to relieve pain or they'll pay to get a benefit. They're the two things that they're going to be willing to pay for. And we want to dive in and really find out what is the pain so that we can solve that pain. So the first stage is diagnosis. And what we want to be doing is asking really deep questions. So recently, I've been working with a client and he helps, you know, cool down buildings and that sort of thing. And I said, what you really want to look at is look at the deeper costs of having a hot building and worker discomfort, you know, in terms of, and see if you can, you know, can dig up some research about, you know, statistics on what it costs you if your workers aren't doing on 100%. So anyway, you ask these questions, you diagnose, you dig up the pain within that questioning process. And then you go away. Now, before you leave, and this is important, before you leave that meeting, you set up your next meeting. Because if you don't set up your next meeting, then you go back into that, you know, that chase mode of doing business. So you set up your next meeting. And then in between the first meeting and the next meeting, you create the proposal. Now, through creating proposals, I've worked with clients who have literally increased their conversion rate by as much as 5 times. But think about it. What would it do for you, even if you could get a 20, 30, 40, 50, 80% bump in conversion as a result of creating better proposals and a better sales process? So then what you do is, after you've done this, the next step is to write your proposal. Now, the way I look at a proposal is that it's actually like a sales letter or a sales message, but it's written in a proposal format. So the things you want to do, and this is the second tip. So the thing you want to do is you want to actually start by explaining the problems, you know, to them, which they've already explained to you, to show that you understand understand and you were listening. And then you flesh it out and you say, because you got this problem, here's the deeper problem and here's the deeper problem. So rather than just, hey, you want to cool down your room, it's actually, you know, you want to cool down your rooms because, you know, and, you know, currently you've got 50 staff and you're probably paying them, you know, you're paying them $20 an hour. So it's costing you $1,000 an hour to warehouse these staff. And it shows that when there's worker discomfort, productivity drops by 25%. So all of a sudden, that drop in productivity, because you've got too much of a hot room, for example, is costing you $250 an hour or $2,000 a day. Now, if you're selling something for thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, that doesn't sound like much, because $2,000 a day quickly adds up to $10,000 a week, quickly adds up to $40,000 a month, quickly adds up to almost $500,000 a year. So you dig in and you draw the pain and you expand on that out of that issue. Now, if anyone's leaving me any comments, for some reason I can't see them. So but you draw the pain out of those issues. So then once you've actually drawn the pain out, you then think and you step into your customer's shoes and you go, what are they asking? What do they want to know? What's going on in their mind? And so you start off with a problem. You show how you're going to solve the solution. You show why you're the best person to solve the solution. You answer all of their questions, and you go through this whole process. So by the time they get it, yeah, and as they're pondering it, they're going through it and it's answering their questions. You're building, yeah, you're building trust. You include your testimonials in there. All of the things that you would normally have in a sales message. And then when you jump on the phone the next time, this is the third thing, you simply ask, hey, did you read through the proposal? What question do you have? Yeah, what questions do you have? And then you answer the questions and you move on and you see if it's a, you know, you see if it's a good fit. You know, you say, would it make sense to move forward with, you know, with option A? Yeah, it would. Okay, well, what's the next step? And then you just, you know, you just move on and you generate the sale, you know, from there. So that's my thoughts. That's my thoughts on creating proposals. Had that come up a little bit recently with customers, and just thought I would share it with you. All for now.